Glory to Jesus Christ. Today, after the Divine Liturgy, we are going to bless children, students, and their teachers, because we are going to start new ECF school year today in this parish. And probably there are many parents who say, well, this is great. It's great that my children can learn about God, can get this information about salvation, to get information about the life of Christ. And it's great because this can help them to become good people, as we used to say, instead holy people, and they can work towards their salvation. And this is surely truth. It's a blessing to know and to have opportunity to learn about Christ. This is a very important part. And this is probably the many children, there are many parents that are choosing sometimes even expensive schools, Catholic schools, because they have this hope that this school can form through knowledge, you know, their children to grow. But there is one problem with that. Even this is great. We can see the children who went through all these programs, children who attended Catholic schools, children who got all this knowledge about gospel, about God, and probably they know a lot of about that, I remember. They are living God later. They are living God. They don't continue. And we ask, what happened? And I mean, by many times, parents that are very not happy, it's very sad that they don't understand what was going on, you know, what happened. I gave my children everything I could. I gave them this education. Why did they leave? And now to find answer to this question and this pain of parents, grandparents, is that we have to realize that knowledge is only one part of this question raising our children. To give knowledge is only one part. Look, in gospel, Christ was teaching the crowds. Then he stopped. And then he asked Simon, go back over this deeper water and try to catch something. Well, it was calling to action. Christ was not satisfied only with teaching that he taught and he gave information. He forced Simon to do something, to do this act of obedience to his word, to his order. And Simon did it, even he as a fisherman with really good experience knew that there is probably no hope for catch. But he witnesses a miracle. And this movement, this is what should follow after knowledge. I don't remember now who was that saint who was asked that how can you convert somebody? How can you make a Christian from somebody? And he answered, well, it's simple. I would invite him to live with me for 1 year. And this is a very good answer because, well, look, even you give all knowledge, intellectual knowledge to your child, if this child doesn't see that God is first in your life, that your faith adjusts way how you live, if child doesn't see that God is so important for you that you are able to sacrifice many things to give priority to God, the child will not be forced to make this movement over deeper water, deeper faith. He will take, or she will take, this information as information, which maybe will be good sometime in his and her life, but not as an information which should form their lives. And this is the problem. This is the problem that we disconnected this exercise or a faith from knowledge or a faith. Sometimes we really came to this point that we think that, well, I know many from Bible, I know gospel, and I know everything, so I'm fine, I'm spiritual man or woman. But this is not true. Until I don't live this. And if I don't live this, there is no power in me to give a good example to the others. It'll be empty Christianity with this. It might be a good explanation what we are supposed to do with that knowledge we are getting is that from life of monk, if I remember well, his name was Pambo. He couldn't read, it was many centuries ago. He couldn't read and he was thirsty for knowledge. So we visited one monk who could read, and the monk was priest too, and he asked him, Father, please give me a word for my life. And that priest was thinking a little bit, and then he explained him one verse from Psalms. Actually, we can hear this when we have a presentation of these liturgies, and we sing this wonderful hymn and incense the altar around, let my prayer ascend to you. And there is one verse that put guard in front of my, before my mouth. That this verse from Psalm is inviting people who read that really to watch what we say, to control our words, to control what kind of words are coming out from my mouth. And this priest said, well, you should control your speech, your words. And he was about to continue when this monk, Pambo, if I remember well his name, said, Father, this is enough for me. When I learn this advice, I will come for another word. They met after 5 years, and this priest asked him, Pambo, how are you doing? You didn't come for another word. He said, well, I couldn't come because I didn't put this advice to life. I still fight with my words. I fail all the time, so give me time. Another 5 years passed, and then priest asked him, Pambo, what are you doing? And he said, well, with God's grace, I made a little progress. And then when they met after 20 years, Pambo answered, finally, but only with God's help and his grace, I am able to control my words. 20 years he was putting one verse from Psalm to life. And we say, wow, he wasted a lot of time. But you know, again, you have to remember one spiritual rule. If I pick one law, and here, and I raise it up, I am raising everything with that. And this was in his life. He was trying to put one advice to life, but this process made him holy. And so holy that there were people, there were men who started to follow him, who started to live close to his kelia, his house when he was staying, watching him and learning from him. And he became their spiritual father later. This is what's moving people. This is what's changing hearts. Not our knowledge, but how we put this knowledge to life. So we are asked to do this. And you students, you are going to learn those wonderful things about God. You are asked not only to gain this knowledge, but to try to exercise, to try to put it to life. And we all who have children, our grandchildren, or God's sons or God's daughters, we are invited to think what kind of testimony we are giving. And be sure that if our children don't see that God has priority in our life, that we adjust our life over God, around God, or God things, they will follow our example. And God will be not important in their life. And they betray him. And they leave him. Be sure that it will happen. Because it is our responsibility to teach them not knowledge, but to teach them how to live the knowledge. If they don't see it in our lives, they will not. But well, God's grace always works, but usually. There was one story that father, evening, he decided to go to bar to have a drink. And there was like snowing outside, snow was deep. And he was making these steps in snow, like these prints were there. And he walked slowly, you know, because he couldn't walk very fast. After a while he turned, because he heard some kind of noise, he turned and he saw his son. He was smaller, maybe 5 years old. He was making these big steps to try to, you know, get to these steps father made. And father asked him, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I am following your steps." When father heard this, something, well, it was like pain in his heart, and he said, "He's following my steps. Where I am going to bar." At the moment, he turned and he turned back home with his son. Yes, children, they do this. They follow our steps. So be sure there are steps are showing them deep love for God and lead them to service and obedience to God's words. Amen.